I've had people asking me to, you know, paint on their garage doors or houses, and that's been a great socially distancing exercise because they're in their house doing their Zoom meetings and their regular work from home kind of stuff, and I'm outside painting on their garage or wherever. That's been, you know, really fun, just a good pause and a good way to clear out my brain space and just, you know, put my headphones on and paint and forget about the world or whatever and get this project done.
Your day job, you are a news videographer. You've been in the news business for a number of years, so you're kind of used to reacting in a crisis situation. But has the pandemic become a different sort of crisis situation to cover?
Yeah, it's been hard for me to generate stories for my longer-term projects because, you know, what's going to be relevant in July when I'm thinking in May or April? You know, will this make any difference or be something, you know, what's the world going to be like after the fact? I did have one story I was working on before all this about arts-adjacent type jobs in Indianapolis and will there, you know, how does Indianapolis compare to other cities? And honestly, that story I've functionally shelved because I don't know what the world's going to be like in September. I mean, those kind of jobs are up in the air like so many, many other jobs. What are our necessities? We're all going to be taking a real look at what we do.
You also established and run the Full Circle 9 Gallery in the Circle City Industrial Complex building. What are the plans for opening up that building again and allowing artists to come back into their studios and for you to be able to open your gallery?
We've just been going by the direction of management of the Circle City Industrial Complex by Tegan Development, and they've been really communicative with us, really upfront about, you know, hey, this is what's going on. They've been taking their direction from the governor's mandates and the mayor's mandates for Marion County since, you know, Indianapolis has been kind of set apart just due to population. There's some essential businesses within the CCIC that have continued operations. I'm working on a plan right now for Full Circle 9 so that when we resume our weekend hours, because we are like retail with little quotes around it as an art gallery, so we're trying to follow the retail mandate.
Do you think we'll be seeing a whole new collection of art that is inspired by COVID-19 when galleries start to open up again?
Not every artist has been able to get to their studios or their regular workspaces. We have a couple of clay artists that have not been able to access the kiln. Some artists are just logging their ideas so that when they can get access to all those supplies again, they're off to the races and you'll just see a flood of new work. Not all of it directly related to COVID and response and current events, but just trying to get that creative energy out of your head because I know that builds up in me after a while, and I get a little antsy and need to, you know, get it out of my system and create a bunch of pieces. So I can imagine how other artists are feeling right now.
We're all looking forward to that. Thank you, Joy, so much for sharing with us.
Thanks for speaking with me.